This week, I have been thinking a lot about pregnancy, about the fear that comes with getting pregnant, especially when it's unplanned, about the different paths that people take to becoming a parent, about the choices they have and the choices they don't have. Of course, in the U.S. right now, we are talking a lot about how those choices could change in the very near future. But today, we wanted to visit a place where, for various reasons, women have very few choices, and where having a baby can mean risking your life. Last year, reporter Danielle Paquette visited a state hospital in Kono, Sierra Leone. She had been following a teenager named Susan Lebby over the course of her pregnancy, and Susan had just given birth to her son, Evan.
She's 17, and she grew up fearing pregnancy because she lost her own mother when her mother was giving birth to her. Her mother bled out. It was terrible. And she just sort of never really wanted to get pregnant.
Susan was terrified of pregnancy and birth, in part because Sierra Leone consistently ranks as one of the deadliest places on earth to have a baby.
The numbers alone just shocked me. The way researchers measure the maternal mortality rate is the number of women who die as a result of pregnancy or childbirth per 100,000 births. In Europe, it's 8. In Sierra Leone, it's 1,120.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And I was talking to some doctors in the country who led me to an even more alarming statistic, which is that 1 in 20 women in Sierra Leone will die as a result of pregnancy or childbirth over the course of their lifetime. I couldn't believe it. I wanted to know so much more. How in 2021, 2022, is this still happening?
Today, we talk about women's reproductive health care in Sierra Leone, the risks that women face during pregnancy, and how survival is often just a matter of luck.
In Sierra Leone, women don't have a lot of options when it comes to having a baby. Susan Lebby either had to have this baby she never planned to have, and she was frankly terrified to have, or she could try to have an illegal abortion. Women in Sierra Leone sometimes turn to black market pills without medical supervision, or they will look for some kind of concoction made by a traditional healer. Health officials told me that unsafe abortions in Sierra Leone account for 3-4% of maternal deaths, and they caution that that estimate is conservative because it's hard to track how many women are having these illegal procedures.